The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Buddy, welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
That's right. It's the only comedy show on the internet that reviews. Hey, and the people, if you're here, I'm sure you love comedy. You know, I can feel that. I can feel the energy of your comedy love from here, and I'm proud to have you.
It's giving me a sunburn.
Your love of comedy is so bright, it's giving me a third degree burn. After this podcast, I will be rushed to the hospital. Matt, do you have a review for us?
I have a review for us. I'm going to start out with an Amazon review. I've been doing a lot of book reviews lately, and specifically, like, smut romance books.
I mean, that is a treasure trove of funny reviews.
Yes, and I do have another one, but I'm not going to read it now. I'm going to read a review for That's Not My Puppy. It is a board book, like a thick book for children.
Yep.
And this is a review written by Tommy Chip.
That's a cool ass name.
He's a distant relative to Tommy Pickles. So, Tommy Chip titles his review, Red, That's Not My Snowman? Then Don't Bother. If you're not familiar with the That's Not My series, a subject is selected, in this case a puppy, and the reader is challenged to find the one that belongs to them, leading from the despair of a lost animal to the joy of it being found. Having read That's Not My Snowman, I expected big things from its canine equivalent.
Wow.
But what starts as an exciting journey ends in an identical fashion to its festive predecessor. A squashy nose. Even worse, the puppy you're meant to be so glad about finding on the final page has a nose that's smaller and less squashy than Mr. Snowman. What a letdown. I mean, the last time I found my dog, he'd been in the next door's bins and smelt of fish. He also tries to hump his toy owl despite having had the snip. This book just isn't realistic. Sorry to ruin the end, but people need to know this before they commit. If I'd had prior knowledge of Nosegate, I would have chosen an alternative That's Not My, without the risk of such a disappointing finale. Like, That's Not My Hand Blender. No one could predict that ending. 2 stars.
What Tommy's missing here in this review is that this poor dog has a nose made of coal. Or perhaps a carrot. How can it use it to sniff? That can't be functional. That's not cartilage.
That's how the dog got lost.
The dog you lost faced some sort of scientific experimentation during the time lost.
It's a creature.
It is now a chimera. Of different things. This poor dog it's a miracle it's even alive with its carrot nose. And I'm afraid for it.
I mean, I take the side of Tommy Chip. I'm gonna diverge with you. If I've read a book where it's my job to track down my lost snowman, my world is already pretty turned upside down. I have a snowman. This has gone missing.
On top of that, you may not be the sharpest tool in the shed.
I might not be because I am trying to lay claim to mounds of snow.
Because you've misplaced a snowman who is, I imagine, supplanted to the frozen ground, to the tundra.
But apparently not. And I need to identify it either by its nose or whatever type of cool hat it's wearing. If then I lose a dog and it's like the exact same story, my life, I realize my life is suddenly just boring. So mundane.
Given that perspective, I can't imagine that the puppy book came after the snowman book. Losing a puppy is a much more like by the book softball situation for a children's book. Losing a snowman, by the time they get to losing a snowman, like, they've really exhausted their things that they're going to lose as a child. So maybe the snowman's bigger and better nose. It's not that, oh, why would they make a smaller, worse nose if there's already the snowman nose? There was, the snowman is a bigger, upgraded version of the bigger nose.
The snowman is jumping the shark, is what you're saying.
I think Tommy is reading this series out of order. You know what?
You're absolutely right. I've just done the research. Puppy came out in 2002, Snowman 2006.
Boom. Mystery solved. Regular Sherlock and Watson situation.
The people we have to blame are Fiona Watt, author and illustrator Rachel Wells. Come on.
Wow, call out post.
Tommy's giving you great ideas. That's not my hand blender. That's what I want to see.
Why did the dog nose and the snowman nose feel the same? Why couldn't you do, you know, the texture of like icy snow?
Yes.
Yeah, it's hard to discern, separate that from the piercing cold when you touch it with your bare phalanges. But if you could, that may be a far more interesting touch than like rubbery dog nose, which also feels like carrot.
I don't know. That's my snowman.
Well, was it a field of an endless field of snowmen? Because then I could understand how they lost it.
They had to. I'm not going to buy the book to find out. Tommy took pictures of the last page of both puppy and snowman just to show that they were both, in fact, squashy and that the puppy was smaller. But he didn't show every page, every puppy or snowman.
What I'm picturing is this book starting out as, it's just sort of like a Baroque Gothic painting of rows of, normally it would be graves as far as the eye can see to the horizon. Just standard rows, but actually it's snowmen. Just thousands and thousands, a field of thousands and thousands of snowmen stretching as far as I can see. So much so that you can almost see the world curve and the snowmans continue.
Wow.
And I mean, it would be hard to find your snowman in that situation.
That's a nightmare.
That is a nightmare. And one worth writing a book about.
Mm-hmm.
With the cheese at the end of it being to touch your snowman's nose, I guess.
Yeah.
I can't get hyped up about touching a snowman's nose. I'd rather eat it if it's a carrot. That's a classic Nickelodeon bully kid thing to do. A kid's building a snowman, he pops the carrot in and he steps back and looks at it excitedly. Meanwhile, a bully is walking by with his two toadies. Doesn't even look away from this conversation to grab the carrot and take a big chomp out of it as he walks by.
Yeah, it's like an episode of Pete and Pete.
Oh, Pete and Pete. A little, hey, Arnold. A little, hey, I got a review.
Cool.
It is funny that you say that, because this Amazon review is written by user Cool.
Worst segue ever.
Cool writes a review for the 43.3 inches/110 centimeters Magic Pocket Staff, Metal Staff, Adult Professional Pocket Magic Wand, Magician Props, Telescopical Martial Arts Stick, 1.1 meters long.
Oh, these are those things that people do on TikTok. They throw it and it's like, wow.
Yep, it's like a little, it's like the size of like a roll of quarters. You, like, put a little switch with your thumb and, like, the bow staff, like, whoosh,
it's out. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'm sure most of you have seen it. It's been a little viral. It's indeed that. And my review here, by Cool, is titled, My Children Have a Good Time.
Oh, boy.
Since the arrival of this product, my children have been playing with their hands. They have enjoyed playing for themselves. They can't let go of the feeling. They can stretch and stretch. It's very magical. The quality is very good. It's mainly liked by my children. He can operate it. 5 stars.
What are you... this needs to be censored.
They cannot let go of the feeling. They've enjoyed playing for themselves. Finally, they... Usually they play with their touching fingers on the touch screen, and now my children are enjoying playing with their hands. as the good Lord intended, I think is what he's saying here. Cool.
I don't like anything that Cool said. None of it was cool.
But they can stretch and stretch, Matt.
Ugh. Ugh.
It's very magical. The quality is very good.
See, that's probably the one line that you couldn't apply to a penis in that whole...
It's mainly liked by my children.
Penis. That one you can.
Listen, they've enjoyed. They can't let go of the feeling. To me, it could be found, but it's also so whimsical. He's given his children not only the power of Sun Wukong, trickster king of Chinese novel fame, who had the ever-growing staff that has inspired so many anime weaponry. Mm-hmm. He's given them that magic ability. He's also giving them the joy of visceral play. And in that visceral play, they can't let go of the feeling. Yeah, and what else? You know what else they can't let go of?
What's that?
I won't say.
Okay, I'm all for getting your kids toys that they can physically play with. But this thing is it's not supposed to be a toy.
No, this is like my uncle had a pair of old, like, fucking DIY nunchucks that mm-hmm. hung in his garage. And I always wanted to play with them, but smartly, any adult, even my older cousins, would say, no, don't play with that. Yeah. You're gonna get clocked. And this thing, if you've seen the viral videos, this thing comes out viciously, and it is a big metal stick.
Right in the side of your brother's head.
Yeah, if me and my cousins had this when we were kids, we'd Donatello cosplay, smack each other in the temple, one of us is bleeding out. And that, me being the youngest, I would probably be the one bleeding out.
Like, oh, his cranium hasn't fused yet. Oh, no.
And God forbid someone gooses you with one of those bad boys.
It just seems like a bad idea.
Yep. Cool should consider himself lucky that his children are either so well-behaved or so obsessed with their phalluses that they are not smacking each other in the temple, trying to use it like a helicopter and jumping off things while spinning it above their heads, hitting each other in the butthole with the extendo feature. Because that, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd pop that at someone's butt. Wonk.
Right. Old 12-year-old me, definitely swinging this around and smashing some glass. Or one of my friend's skulls on purpose, accident. You know, in the moment, it's on purpose. Afterwards, you realize the emotion that led to that. The impulse was the accident.
And I think Cool is just trying to be a bit too much like their namesake. And you're getting your kids something that you saw on TikTok.
Yeah, next Christmas they're getting throwing stars.
Analyze what's your life right now?
Hey, how many, how long would it take you to, like, jump off the couch and then extendo it midair? And try and, like, pole vault launch yourself into a bigger jump.
That sounds pretty cool. Also, like, I'd land on my tailbone because the thing would collapse.
Of course that would happen. It would land on your tailbone. The thing would shoot up your nose and break your face. And then you'd be in the hospital.
Yeah, you know what? As long as we're on the topic of really bad purchase ideas, I have another Amazon review. This is for the product Repti Zoo Reptile Heat Lamp Full Spectrum UVA UVB Reptile Sun Lamp Self Ballasted Vapor Basking Spot Lamp Bulb Light for Reptile and Amphibian.
It's a lizard cage light.
It's a lizard cage light. I'm glad you were able to discern that from the title, which included reptile at least two or three times.
Yeah, and amphibian.
And amphibian.
Listen, I'm an old pro at getting to the bottom of these long-winded Amazon titles.
Well, it seems you could have assisted Tic Tac here. Amazon user Tic Tac titles the review, "Not for Humans." Unless you want splotchy purple skin slash look like reptile. And Tic Tac writes, not for humans, unless you want purple splotchy skin slash look like reptile. I saw the YouTube video, already spent $350 on Spurt garbage sunburn machine, tried thinking, could be that easy. Was 15 minutes each side, enjoying the feeling of being under sun, and looked at my arm. WTF? Went to mirror and broke out all over. Tongue was puffy and numb, stingy. Good thing I had Benadryl. You were warned. 3 stars.
If Spider-Man had had this terrible attitude about becoming a superhero, New York would have missed one of its finest heroes. You know what I'm saying? This person stumbled ass backwards into gaining superhero-like powers, something I have wanted ever since I was a small child. Mm-hmm. And they took some Benadryl and got rid of it. Can you imagine?
They took the wrong pill, if you know what I mean.
If Tobey Maguire, instead of staring at his sexy self in the mirror and climbing on the ceiling to avoid Aunt May when he hit puberty and got his powers, if he had just instead just taken a Benadryl and slept it off, man, what a loss. Shaking my head.
I appreciate you giving me a different way to look at Tic Tac, because I'm thinking Tic Tac's just an idiot.
Also, on the off chance that they weren't getting superpowers from this reptile light and they're in fact just getting burned, yeah, what the hell you think's going to happen? You put yourself under a high-powered light designed for beings with scales, with dragon-like armor covering themselves.
Yeah, it feels good for a while, but suddenly, no.
Suddenly, I smell the smell of ham bacon very close to me. Before I can get too hungry, I realize that my arm is on fire.
It's been cooked. I suppose that does lean back to superheroes. With great power comes great responsibility. If you're going to buy a reptile light, you need to use it appropriately.
Absolutely.
Can't cook your sausage and think everything's going to be fine.
That's a total Kramer moment. You like Jerry walks in. He walks into Jerry's apartment with like a lamp tray set up, and he's got these sausages. He's cooking them. And Kramer, what's that light you're cooking the sausages with? Oh, it's a lizard light, Jerry. You can cook all kinds of things. And he's bringing in stuff. I also picture them looking down at their arm and cartoon-like seeing like a roasted turkey where their arm used to be. If your arm turned into a delicious meal, would you eat it?
Only if I knew it would grow back. Like I could use my other arm to reach inside my stomach and pull it out. Or probably I would get hit in my stomach and it would pop out and just reattach.
I mean, that's a good superhero power right there.
Just constantly eating yourself?
Lose a limb and you just sort of can oomph it back out. That's Piccolo. Piccolo from Dragon Ball Z can do that.
Oh. Yeah, you get a whole shot through you, you're fine. You lose an arm, you're fine.
Yeah, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Eat that turkey-basted arm.
Or take a Benadryl.
Or just take a Benadryl and... Morpheus sits there. In one hand, he has Gamma Lizard powers, green pill. And in the other hand, he has a Benadryl. And this loser took the Benadryl.
Tough choice, but I saw a YouTube video, so I had Benadryl.
They could have been such a cool hero. They could have had cool, like, mummy, like, kung fu or martial arts tape. Athletic tape wrap around their arms, and when the bad guy showed up, like coolly, like unravel the paper to reveal their awesome lizard arm.
The neighborhood kids are looking around the corner. Whoa, lizard man, lizard. He lived right there the whole time.
So how cool would you be?
Even if you didn't have powers, if you look half like a lizard, man.
Yeah, I'd kill to look half like a lizard. And not some crappy, weird Nat Geo, like 7 o'clock p.m. This guy made himself look like a cat and has a million piercings. I'm talking real-ass cool lizard arm, okay? All right.
And some sunglasses.
So that's probably particularly revolting to a lot of people. So I have a revolting review right here. This review, titled Horrific, is for the MRE Meals 12 case of pizza slice. This is a pizza slice MRE meal. An MRE meal is a packaged, sort of used for military functions meal.
Like if you're a camper, backpacker, you'll probably get some MREs.
Yeah, you can just like add water and shake it, and there's a chemical in there that will heat up the smaller bag inside, and then so you can have meals on a go. It's kind of like that, right?
Yes. So I'm desperate to know how a slice of pizza constitutes itself inside one of these pouches.
Well, Marshall describes it very viscerally.
Oh, boy.
They write, I was in the U.S. Navy for 20 years. East Africa, Southeast Asia, Europe. Been there. Seen a lot of things. Ate a lot of good food, bad food, and now this. If the sight of this abomination does not get to you first, the smell will. The stuff looked like a miniature particle board panel with a light walnut stain.
What?
Cheese pepperoni pizza should never look like that. With that being said, I took a bite anyway. I'll have to admit that after tearing off a piece of this spongy brown carpet, that I am really surprised that I'm still alive. I have never, ever in my lifetime eaten such a treacherous, vile conglomeration of mystery meat and pseudo cheese in my entire life, and hope to never cross paths with anything this vile in my lifetime, which I think was shortened by 5 years from eating that one bite. It has been 2 hours now, and I still cannot get rid of the funky aftertaste. Not to mention that I try not to belch now because the taste returns. Oh. If you buy MREs from here, make sure you read the reviews. 1 star.
Wow. He went for it, though. I'll give him big props for going for it.
Respect for Marshall. Respect for Marshall. This is pretty easy to Google, folks. You know, just look up pizza slice MRE meal on Amazon if you want to find this picture. But I'm about to send Matt a little bit. To me, it looks like an old, you know, the Golden Graham cereal bar.
Okay, yes.
The Golden Graham cereal bar. I hope it looks kind of like that, which pizza, cheese and pepperoni pizza should not be that color. Picture sending now, Matt.
What? That looks closer to an oatmeal bar than anything else.
The cheese looks like little peanut butter squirts.
Holy cow. Yeah. It looks like something your grandmother would bake. It looks like it's got toffee cinnamon crispies on top. It looks nothing like pizza, is the point I'm trying to make.
What would a good pizza MRE be like? You'd have to go like pizza soup? I don't know.
Yes, not it'd have this. To be a stew or something. This, the only way it could be pizza if you turned your pizza to, I don't know, 500 degrees on the broiler function.
And then pooped on it.
Ah, it looks like it's, I don't know. It looks like what happened to Anakin when he tripped on that hill on Mustafar.
He's trying to go up the hill, yeah, and he just had a little tumble. He
just had a little, fell down, lost his crown.
And his arms and his legs.
That too. Yeah, this thing looks like something that's dead and killed and burnt over after the fact.
Man, who knew that Obi-Wan fucking popped Anakin in the old MRE? You were my brother, Anakin!
Yeah, this looks vile.
Yeah, this pizza, the only thing that could save it is like a full cybermatic suit of black armor.
And which maybe also prevents you from eating solid food.
Right. You know, I don't think Darth Vader even really eats. He's just hooked up to tubes.
Yeah.
With CO2 yeah, got, that. Cause,
he's got tubes for everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
That scene where he goes, no, and rings everything. That's because they tried to feed him another pizza MRE.
Through the tubes.
Through the tubes. Emperor, what is that coming through my feeding tube? a pizza MRE slice. That's how the Emperor controls people. Makes them eat gross MREs. Yeah, do stormtroopers eat MREs? I imagine.
Probably, yeah, they get the shaft.
All they get is blue milk and pizza MREs.
Was that an unintentional joke to get the shaft? Is it, what is the thing on the Death Star? Is it called the shaft?
I'm thinking of the two.
You can cut this.
No. We got to dive deeper. I'm thinking there's three things. So there's the shaft.
Exhaust
that Luke. Luke? That's exhaust shaft? Is that where Luke has to shoot the missiles?
I think it's the exhaust vent. I don't know.
Exhaust vent? I feel like garbage shaft? Man, there's a lot of scenes that there's a lot of like parts of the Death Star that have
shafts
that could be shafts that are important to the integral to the story. There's also I was thinking it could be the one Luke jumps down after he gets his arm cut off.
Yeah.
And there's the entire crevasse that they have that Vader chases Luke down and shoots all his buddies before he gets the missile shooting exhaust shaft. And of course there's the giant laser. There's the shaft that the giant planet blowing up laser goes through. Really, the Death Star is just a series of shafts.
Shafts and passages.
Shafts and passages. And robots that go, Ichuta. Ooh, wuggy wuggy.
Let's see. Is it break time?
I think so.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt. Hey, we're back. Just for those keeping score, there are some sort of reactor shafts that are featured in Cloud City. We don't. We couldn't find out what they're for, and no one probably cares. So let's get on to the segment. I got something a little different today. One of the feedback we've gotten from some close friends and fans about our show is me and Matt agree too much. We're way too agreeable and nice to each other. So I thought to sow a little dissidence where it is needed, we would participate in the 7th annual Snack It. Now, the Snack It is a snack bracket, a tournament of snacks that takes forth on the internet. I'll link to the Snack It, the snack bracket, in the show description if you'd like to follow along, or if you'd like to make your own bracket, or if you'd like to vote on the results. So, Matt, if you'd like to fire up your Snack It, I thought we'd go through round by round, clash by clash, and vote on it together.
Region 1 dish. I'm with
you. Dish. So these are snacks you might find in a dish, in a bowl, I think is the theme here.
I see.
Or something that is sort of, I'm not sure. But so yeah, we're going to go through these snacks and we're going to talk about which we like better. Round one, the first seeded ice cream brownie versus the 16 seed blue cheese and dried apricots. To me, this is easy.
It's cut and dry. Yeah.
Ice cream brownie.
Yeah, I mean, I like apricots, but I'm not gonna take.
I like blue cheese. I like blue cheese. I like any sort of cheese snack, but ice cream brownie, baby.
Yeah, you need crackers with the other things too. It's just not happening. It's not flying. It's not gonna fly.
Not flying. The next round is number two ranked. Oh, so these are all combination snacks. One thing plus one thing. That's the dish. The number two seeded tater tots and melted cheese versus Number 15 seed, Takis and Lime Juice.
You know
where I'm from. You know how I feel about cheese and being put on things, so this is an easy one for me, too.
It really depends on how good the tots are and the cheese.
From the little picture, that looks like some good melty cheese.
Looks like standard nacho cheese.
Exactly. I want some.
A good tot can outweigh bad cheese. But I'll diverge here. I can trust a Taki to be good no matter what.
Really? Imagine you have one of those little.
Sorry, they'll get soggy. I don't want that to happen. I'm tots and cheese.
Oh, yeah! I'd imagine you just do a little squirt with those grocery store limes.
They have a lime flavor anyway. Juice. This is bogus.
This is bogus. We're over it.
Let's keep moving.
Over it. Provolone, number 3 seed, provolone and spicy cured deli meat versus watermelon and feta.
You need some crackers in there. What is going on? I'm not going to get my fingers all greasy on spicy deli meats.
Why are you so worried about your fingers? What are you?
You see the picture of the watermelon feta includes a fork.
It looks delicious. It does, and it looks delicious. But I don't know. I think.
Yeah, people are going to go for provolone and cheese.
I've never tried watermelon feta. I love watermelon. I love feta. I think I'd love that. But any sort of charcuterie meat and cheese combination, I'm a fiend for.
If I put both of these things out at a party, everyone's going to turn their nose up at the watermelon.
Yeah, but I think the heads will know that the watermelon might hit. This is a situation where it depends on quality, but I have to go with provolone and spicy cured deli meat of choice.
This next one is silly.
Apples and cheese, very classic snack. Ice cream and a root beer float. To me, a root beer float is not a snack.
It's not.
It's not.
But I want it more.
Apples and cheese, I feel like I would be turning my back on the countless time I've bought. Apples and cheese has been the perfect snack for a situation.
They are good, yeah.
But root beer float.
I have a soft spot for root beer floats.
Delicious. Looking at the picture makes me want one so bad.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got this round?
I'm taking the float.
I'm going to eat apples and cheese. I can't not. This next one, number 5, cereal and cheese versus...
Cereal of choice.
Cereal of cheese. Number 5, cereal of choice plus soft serve vanilla versus cornbread and honey.
I don't know who thought of that second option, but it's obviously the first.
I'm not big on cereal and ice cream, dude, and I am big on cornbread and honey. Makes me want to try them together. Yeah. Cornbread rules.
You can be yourself.
This one's opening my eyes to the possibilities of the world. This next one, number 6 seed is, that might be shortened this one a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
6 seed yogurt and granola versus 11 seed melon and prosciutto. Who the fuck is eating melon and prosciutto? What kind of...
I've had it. Shit is that? Yeah, there's too much variability there.
You gotta go, what's the... What's the grocery store by Jerry's apartment with the good fruit?
Oh, Lord.
It has the good cantaloupe.
Yeah, the good melon, the good mangoes. And
We failed. Anyway, yogurt and granola, obvious. Yogurt and granola is fucking amazing. Oh, my God. A Titan. The simple crackers plus cheese versus pickles and cheese cubes.
What?
I don't know who's eating pickles and cheese cubes. I love both, but crackers and cheese, that is everything.
Undefeated.
Undefeated, definitely. Number 8, strawberries and whipped cream versus fresh berries and pound cake. I think this we live in America here.
Put them together, is that what you're saying?
No, I think we don't eat fucking pound cake. That's for the Brits, ain't it? Isn't it?
Yeah, the fact that they're fresh berries. I want them macerated in a bit of a syrup.
Oh, absolutely. So. Yeah, strawberries and cream, that's just another classic.
Some dang strawberry shaking his butt at me.
Yeah, for those that are not checking out, this section is at the bottom of the scroll is a strawberry with a fat ass shaking in gift form.
It's really saggy.
This next region. Maybe we'll just do two regions now and then two regions next episode.
This could take a while.
Yeah, I think we'll do that. So here in the next region is Handful. These are Handful themed. Number one seed popcorn and M&M's versus, I think everything in this one is a combo maybe in this whole snacking. Anyway, it's popcorn and M&M's versus 16 seed cranberries and cashews.
Yes, cranberries and cashews. The M&M's will just fall to the bottom and I'll be disappointed.
You know, I'm...
Give me the healthy option.
I did this segment to argue with you, but I am going with the underdog as well. Cranberries and cashews definitely hit. Yeah. M&M's and popcorn. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing with your life if that's a snack you need? But that's a great segue to number two seed cheddar popcorn and caramel popcorn versus number 15 seed popcorn and milk duds.
This is easy for me. They call it Chicago style for a reason. The good old salty with your sweet cheddar and caramel popcorn mix to die for.
See, I can't do it. I love the try, you know, the popcorn tins with the three times the popcorn, but I always leave the caramel corn.
Keep them separated? Oh.
Not only do I keep them separated, I would never have that shitty excuse for a popcorn snack touching my delicious king of cheddar popcorn. I don't even touch it. I just give that to my mom.
All right.
Mom, finish this tin. On the other hand, popcorn and milk duds, flame. Flames.
Think of all the stuff that's going to get in your teeth. My goodness.
Hey,
weeks on end, you'll suffer.
I'm taking the road less traveled. The teeth,
all right.
Much like a fruit roll-up, the teeth stick is a part of the fun. Next round, number three peanut M&M's and waffle pretzels versus number 14 green olives and Marcona almonds.
That's just too fancy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and also fuck almonds, fuck green olives.
I like them both, but chocolate and pretzels and peanuts, that's speaking volumes
to me. Yeah, that's kind of what seems like a good idea, don't it? Number 4 seed, blueberries and dark chocolate chips versus pistachios and honey sesame sticks.
If the blueberries were covered in chocolate, that would be easy, but too much assembly required.
Really?
Give me the savory snacks.
See, to me, fuck a pistachio at all costs. Pistachio is on my shit list.
It's not easy to be green.
Blueberries. Yep. That's just personal pickiness, though. Personal bias. Here we got white cheddar popcorn and mini M&M's versus Swedish Fish and Sour Patch Kids.
This is... I've already decided I don't want M&M's in my popcorn.
Right, right.
Gimme gummies.
Yeah. I like both those candies a lot. Cheetos and Chex Mix versus raisins and peanuts. Oh, wow. What a battle this is.
That Chex Mix doesn't look that good.
Think of your favorite Chex Mix.
It's good old raisins and peanuts for me.
Have you ever had the Chex Mix that it's like the cheese version where it has Cheez-Its and Cheetos in it too?
Probably. I don't know. I've made my decision.
Raisins and Peanuts is an all-time classic, and I'm going to agree. Cheetos and Chex Mix is good, though. This one
hits. Are they even trying?
What's that?
Were they even trying on this next one?
No, this one hits in sort of a nostalgic area for me. I think that's part of the charm. Number 7, tortilla chips plus shredded cheese from the bag. That's a quote. Versus,
it's not even melted.
Chocolate chips plus mini marshmallows. To me, chocolate chips and mini marshmallows is not a snack. That's a topping. Tortilla chips and shredded cheese from the bag is a childhood delight, much like grabbing a fucking hot dog straight out the fridge and chowing down.
Oh.
Which, by the way, I loved as a kid. I would do that all the time. I tried to do that recently. I almost barfed. Like, it was so gross.
It's the sweets for me.
You're such a little sweetie, aren't you?
The cheese isn't melted. It's on there.
It's on there! Number 8, chocolate almonds and yogurt-covered raisins versus number 9, gummy bears and sour gummy worms.
This is tough.
You think this one's tough. This one's kind of easy for me. Explain.
You don't like almonds, I do, especially when they're covered in chocolate.
I don't even know if I like a yogurt-covered raisin.
The textural... I guess it's been a while since I've had a yogurt-covered raisin. Chocolate-covered raisins are good.
No, chocolate-covered raisins are one of my faves.
Okay, I just thought about sour gummy worms, and I got the Pavlovian response, so that's it.
That's it. I'm a sucker for sour candy as well. I think we're going to stop here for this segment. We'll see you next week to do the other two regions. And then possibly again, once the snacket is complete, to stack ourselves up against what actually happened in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So for now, you got a review?
Yeah, I'll go with a quick one. So just to like kickstart us right back into things. I have a review from Nordstrom Rack, my guy. My fashionable fashionista.
I used to work next to a Nordstrom Rack. So they're sort of a rival.
Okay, we're about to take them on. Where'd you work next to a Nordstrom Rack?
A Uniqlo. The Uniqlo on Michigan Avenue. I forget what it is above. But I worked when Uniqlo Chicago opened. The first Midwestern Uniqlo. Uniqlo, for those who don't know, is sort of like the Gap or Old Navy, but from Japan and like a little more high quality.
I'm honestly wearing some Uniqlo like jogger style sweats right now.
Their athletic wear is some of the best.
I love it.
I love the, I have like a V-neck, like anti-sweat, they call it, like AirSense shirt. It was lovely. Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, this is a review for the blank NYC denim faux leather skinny pants. And this is a review from Wendy B. Wendy B writes, depending on your shape, you might want to size one up. My waist to butt ratio is skewed, so I bought a 28 instead of a 27. They are beautiful and comfy. 5 stars. Perfect. How's your waist to butt ratio over there?
On fleek, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, it's not something I've...
I imagine this person, no offense to them, all bodies are beautiful, is shaped like a zigzag Tetris block.
Yeah, not quite an L, but... Yeah, the zigzag.
Yeah, the gut backs up to the shelf. The horizontal zigzag style. How's yours doing?
I'm probably just a 4 in a row Tetris block, to be honest. Unremarkable.
Hey, that's everyone's favorite. That's how you get the big points.
You get that drop the level.
I always liked the T block. I'm a T block kind of guy. I don't know what it is. I don't even like Tetris. I'm kind of bad at it. But the T block and me go way back, way back. Square block, psh, who needs it?
It's just messing around.
That's how clothing stores. There shouldn't be sizes. There should just be Tetris shapes. Oh, do you have an extra block? I need an extra block in this jacket.
A couple more blocks here.
Yeah, a quad block. You have a quad block size jacket. Do you have the zigzag pants? You have the zigzag pants.
Because you know what happens if you don't have enough room in Tetris. It all comes tumbling down.
It all comes tumbling down. Don't ask. Exactly. Hey, do you have a Tetris straight line pair of boxers? That's a little evocative now, isn't it?
Whoa.
You might make the clerk uncomfortable. That reminds me. So, okay, Uniqlo, working at Uniqlo story. I stocked overnights at Uniqlo. Mm-hmm. I was stocking the ladies' underwear with a couple friends, both male.
Rad.
Very rad. You're not thinking much of it. We just had, we worked pretty hard. We had a lot of changeovers to do every night. We're just trying to throw up this, not puke throw up. Throw up this underwear on the wall before the sale tomorrow. I think we were actually talking about X-Men and stuff. Like, not even underwear. We didn't even acknowledge it. Until I saw...
Why would you? Yeah.
Yeah. Until I saw one of the little ads that had, like, a model's ass with Uniqlo Under Armour on it, right? And I looked at it, and it just made me think, man, Uniqlo went... That is the least... sexualized picture of an ass I've ever seen. It was so flat and unassuming of a woman's ass. The synapse that it fired in my brain, because I, you're used to print ads in America. being very sexually explicit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised and floored by how mundane those underpants looked on that woman. And hey, if you want a mundane ass, I guess you go get some Uniqlo panties.
Like I said, I got the sweats on right now. Meanwhile, the people in their guest jeans have either just finished having sex or are about to, or are currently... Never mind. They just... They're living a different life than me.
I'm wearing nothing but some black basketball shorts. That's the podcaster uniform. That is the fat podcaster uniform. Oh, recording with Matt today? Better suit up. It takes off all my clothes and puts on some boxer shorts, some basketball shorts. Not from Uniqlo, from Amazon. Where's the sponsorship? I got a review. I got a review.
Right.
We can slam through quick here. This is a review for the manga Chainsaw Man, Volume 1. It's from Amazon and is written by Rob 1441.
Whoa.
They title it Fun, Bloody, and a Long Read. Anyone that likes fights or chainsaws, this is right up your alley. And everything can be a devil. Everything. 5 stars.
What?
Everything can be a devil.
Everything can be a devil. My Uniqlo sweats can be a devil?
Now you can be a devil.
There's a devil inside them, or they animate themselves as a devil?
I kind of picture you're taking a little jog, all of a sudden two horns pop up above your ass cheeks, and an animated mouth starts talking to you about devilish things. Perhaps.
All right.
Perhaps persuading you to do evil.
Hey, man, is it leg day or what?
I guess that, what a nice devil. He's just sort of trying to make relatable small talk.
Yeah, he's an unassuming demon.
The mic you're talking into right now could be a devil.
Oh, that's why there's the red glowing eye.
You don't want your phone that you're listening to this podcast on to become a devil. It would know too much about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your phone could easily blackmail any of us into doing devilish deeds.
Is that where the chainsaw comes in handy? Or maybe less than handy if he has a chainsaw replacing a hand?
That is the fabled demon-murdering weapon, isn't it?
Yeah. We saw Ash do it.
Ash Ketchum.
Yeah. When he lost his hand to that Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff bit Ash's arm off, dude. I think many fans have always wanted a gritty take on Pokemon, and if it has Ash getting his hand bitten off by a Jigglypuff, what would he replace it with? Maybe one of his Pokemon would graft him some sort of... Oh, man.
He just put a Metapod on there. He's got a Metapod forearm.
Ooh, it would be cool to have a ghost Pokemon become his hand.
Oh, that's cool, too.
Oh, and then his hand is a devil, and it's talking to them. We've come full circle. And that means it's time to do some plugs, I think.
Let's plug.
Hey, plugs. Hey, pluggies. We are the pluggers. You are the pluggies. Thanks for listening, dudes and dudettes. We here at ReviewParty.com sincerely appreciate it. We hope you had some fun, and we just want to let you know, new episodes every Tuesday morning. Tune in to those new episodes, the hot topical review content.
Ooh,
expertly
so
curated by two huge nerds. That being said, if you'd like to send in an absurd review for those two nerds to muse over, please send an email with a hyperlink to the review to reviewparty.com@gmail.com and include your name so we can give you that credit.
If you like this stuff, and chances are if you're listening to this, you do, then you can find more similar stuff on the social medias, at Review Party Pod on Twitter, or at ReviewParty.com on Instagram is where you can follow us and like the things. Follows and likes are free, and they
nice.
Tickle us so much.
Yeah, we love
get
it.
Them.
We love it. We love to see those regulars on the Instagram. You know, it's like seeing an old buddy when you post something, and one of those people that be liking all your content, leaving nice comments, they come and like it. It's like, hey, old buddy, how you doing?
Yes,
nice check-in.
We like regulars. We also like the irregulars we've gotten, the god Poseidon and a Forrest Gump impersonator as of late. But we take regular people too.
Yeah, Instagram's kind of wacky.
It's a wacky place.
And speaking of subscribing, if you haven't subscribed on where you're listening, that's kind of weird. So you should do that. Spotify has really cool phone notifications you can turn on. Hit that little bell. And hey,
we do want to say though, Apple Podcasts has just made this. They're about to make this distinction and change it to follow as opposed to really? Subscribe because some people are getting confused and thinking that subscribe means you need to pay for a podcast.
That kind of makes sense actually.
And you don't. So follow, subscribe. Whatever. You're listening to a podcast, you know how it works. But
absolutely,
just to show you, we're paying attention to the news.
Yeah, like I said, this shit is topical when you tune into those new episodes. Speaking of tunes, hey, segue. We even do it in the plugs. We're working hard for you, unrelenting bastards of fans. Excuse me. Jams, tunes, Bread for Breakfast by the Nosebleeds. You've heard it in this episode. It's awesome. It's a great song. They have a bunch of great songs. Search Nosebleeds, one word, Spotify, or, you know how to find music, too. You're so savvy, listener. I take back what I said about you.
And if you're looking for other places to find us, reviewparty.com is our abode.
I got a review to see us out.
See me, see you.
This is a review from Amazon for Ramune Original Sangria Japanese Soda. Six-pack. The old six-pack of Ramune soda. This review comes up to us from none other friend of the show, written by Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
They title it, Ramune is Good, and it reads, it's Ramune. It's good. 5 stars.
I trust him.
Hey, remember when John Wilkes Booth opened a Ramune can right in front of Abraham Lincoln's face?
Pop!